seated, if you would, as our children head to their new home, and they are under good guidance to get there. Very exciting moment for us this morning to see. I don't know, folks, but I don't know if you realize how many children God has blessed us with here. We have a lot of children, praise God. It's so important that we're teaching them at every moment who God is and His guidance and His direction, His principles, so that they have, wow, I got to tell you, I like that. Doug, I'm going to make a comment now that's going to blow your mind. I really like those lights. I can really see my notes. Where's Doug at? He missed it. He missed the whole thing. I'm not going to do it again. But it really is good to see. I can really see my paper. This is great. You just don't know what that's like at 55. Praise God. It's good to be together this morning. Man, I tell you, if there's a worship set that I have enjoyed, it's been this morning to remind us who God is and what God does and how He does for us and all that He wants to do for us. That should get us excited, folks. I said it last week. I asked you the question, are you resisting God's blessings? Are you resisting them? And I went through a series of questions and biblical ways of seeing that we tend to resist God. And I wanted to back that up today with scripture, but also back it up with why and how. And it's just the very scratching of the surface. Make sure we understand that. I'm going to start out in Genesis 1:22. That's the only scripture that I've provided because I want to be able to walk through it. And I'd rather that you just kind of listen and get them into your mind and think about them and then study them a little bit later. That's the whole goal, folks. The whole goal is that we study the Word of God. We got to study the Word of God. It enlightens us, it teaches us, it grows us, it corrects us. It does so much for us. So don't miss that opportunity. Tuesday night, we'll have one of those opportunities where we're going to learn the Word of God, Everything You Need by Dr. David Jeremiah. He will not be here in person, but he sent his DVDs in his stead. What a wonderful man of God that preaches the truth and teaches us from God's word that we have everything we already need when we come in to a relationship with him through Christ. Then, Wednesday night, we're back to discipleship, which has just been so powerful for our church. There's been so many things that we have done as a body of believers that we've trusted God for. Things that on paper don't look like they would work, but God said to do them. And we have done them, and they have produced great things in our hearts for His kingdom, and growth, and strength, and maturity, and just watching, you know, if we could have had a time lapse in this whole thing of where we've come from, and just watched it, we would be amazed. So I would encourage you to try the very best that you can to look at your own life, and kind of do the time lapse thing, and figure out, how has God grown me? And it's also a time for you to look at it and say, well, there was a time right here where I wasn't growing very well. But it's a great time to look at that and say, wow, am I glad I'm past that? And now I'm starting to grow in the Lord. There can be regret sometimes when we tell God, I don't want to grow during this season. And we look back and we say, man, I just sometimes regret that. I wished I had taken the time to grow there because it cost me something. But most of all, I've missed something from God. But I've learned some things about life, and I've learned some things about God's blessings, and I wanted to share these with you. We have a God that we serve that his desire is to bless his people. I mean, that's just forthcoming. That's just beautiful. But sometimes it's how you and I see God and what we think that God is doing that we miss his blessing. And I want to share that with you, that in the good times, the bad times, the hard times, God is always up to something. And it's most likely that he's setting you up because he wants to bless you. Why does he want to bless us? Well, listen, he wants us to have everything that's available to us here on this earth. But remember, the greatest blessing has yet to come, and that is entrance into heaven. Don't ever get tripped up and trapped up and think that you really think you want heaven here. We want heaven in heaven's place, but God brought heaven to us through his Son so that we can experience all of his greatness, even in this flesh. Even in this flesh. Even in my most fleshly moments, God can choose to bless me. Sometimes God chooses to correct me, but it's usually through that correction there's a blessing. So, I mean, think about it all the way through it. I thank God for my blessings from my parents who have corrected me, who discipline.